First Palm Media. You are listening to Mushing on First Palm Media. Visit our website at mushing.com.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Robert for Mushing, and today we have a special feature. Michelle and I were at the Iditarod Restart the other day, and she got a chance to interview several of the mushers before they hit the trail. Sit back and take a listen.
Hey, Anna, I'm Michelle with Mushing Magazine. It's great to see you. I am so excited that you are taking on this race solo this year. That is a big news story. All the fans have reached out to us, and they want to know what your strategy is this year.
Chrissy and I sat down and looked over everything, and what, it's not much different than when we were running together. It's just, you know, just me. So there's ways that it was beneficial to run together, and then there's ways that maybe it would hold you back a little bit. So just for me to focus just on what I have going on, I mean, that just in itself is going to be, you know, very different. And because we only had one team to outfit, we were able to, you know, beef up the food drop a little bit with some extra, like, maybe ideas, and then just put all the energy into one team. It's like, okay, we don't have to split all the good stuff. You get all of it. So, and to have Christy as my handler and helper with everything, it's just like she's got more experience than I do, so what more could you ask for?
It sounds like it's still going to be a beautiful opportunity for both of you to enjoy the race in a new aspect. And we're excited. Robert and I are very excited for you guys. You made, we did our top five the other day, and it was us, Robert and I, and two super fans, Patty Christensen and Richard Weaver. They're on the show. You'll hear them if you listen to it later. But you were picked in the top five for a lot of us, so we're cheering you on. What is your favorite checkpoint to visit?
I've got a lot of favorite stops on the way. It feels good to get to Nikolai because you got the gorge and the burn behind you. Chrissy's favorite checkpoint is Ophir. I like it there too. I really like Koyuk, because you kind of feel you're settled at where you're at, and you know you're either trying to hold on to your position or you're trying to chase down somebody. And then it's not a checkpoint, but I really like the cabin, the tripod outside of Caltag. Nice, yeah, little private stay out there. It's nice.
I've heard some great stories about Tripod. Uh-huh. Well, I wish you luck and all the best this year. You're going to do it.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for supporting the race and covering everybody, giving everyone a chance to see something.
Sure. We appreciate the time. Good morning. I'm Michelle Porto with Mushing Magazine, and I'm standing here with
Matt Hall.
Good morning, Matt. Are you excited about today's event?
I am. I'm super excited. So are the dogs. We got a nice nice cooler temps. You know, it's above zero, but still chilly. You can see your breath in the air, and that's perfect for an Iditarod start.
And no wind here in Willow, as usual.
At the moment. We'll see when we get out there.
That's right. Now, have you been out on the trails out this way a lot doing training?
Not at all, actually. I'm mainly out of Two Rivers, so out of Fairbanks, and we did one training run, just a 10-mile little stretch-out run a couple days ago, but we did not make it to the Iditarod Trail during that. So we don't really know what's out there this year.
All right. Well, you know what? Last question for you. I like your sweater. It's super interesting.
Thank you.
This seems to be a new theme coming out. My husband Robert actually had one made as well. Who made your beautiful sweater?
This was gifted from Norway. It showed up one day in a package, and since then my wife Elke has got one as well as my parents. So it's a pretty good treat.
That is a good treat, and it's super bright and it's beautiful colors. He's got red, orange, and gray. So look out for Matt Hall's sweater. I think that he's going to give Dallas a run for his money this year, and we wish him luck on the trail.
Thank you.
What's your name?
My name's Baden Katz.
And Baden, you're a handler for Hunter O'Keefe, is that correct?
No. Yeah, that's correct.
How long have you been handling?
I've been handling for about a year now.
And what do you like most about dog handling and dog mushing?
Just being around all the dogs. I really love all the animals, all the different personalities you get with the dog team, and really enjoy to get to know all the dogs.
Do you have aspirations to run the Iditarod?
Maybe one day. I started mushing about 6 months ago, and would like to race. I'm not sure if I'll make it to the Iditarod level yet, but I would like to do a race.
Oh, you got your dog legs under you, so I wish you luck. And I'm going to wait now just to see if I can get an interview with your musher, Hunter O'Keefe. So we'll see what's going on. Hunter, do you have 90 seconds for Mushing Magazine?
Yeah, how's it going?
All right, awesome. I was just talking with your handler, and he says that he's excited to give this a shot himself. So what do you think about that?
I think anyone who wants to do it should do it. It's worth experiencing. So,
what are you most excited about this year?
Getting to be out there again and see the villages and all the people. And the dogs I'm with this year are just incredible. I was just looking at them last night. Like, there's no one I'd rather spend this week with. So,
that's a beautiful statement. And so on that, which village do you enjoy going to the most?
Unalakleet.
Awesome.
It was super special there last year, and I can't wait to be back there again this year.
Now, did you get pizza last year?
I had like 4 pizzas and a sandwich, and I cried over my trail mail there, so it was a really emotional experience.
Well, this is Mushing Magazine, and everybody is going to be listening to this 90-second podcast where I'm going to interview as many of the mushers as I can. So I don't know. You might have a few more pizzas this year.
I hope to have a cool stack of them.
All right. Well, good luck to you, Hunter, and thank you for the interview.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Michelle. Who are you?
I'm Bryce Mumford.
Bryce, it's great to meet you. Your dogs were just singing a beautiful song. Looked like they had been finishing up breakfast. They're all settled. Are you settled?
I'm not quite as settled as they are. I'm, you know, feeling the butterflies, getting a little anxious, and wondering if I have everything packed right or what I need. So, but ready or not, it's coming here.
Now, Bryce, this is your rookie season?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I didn't want to misspeak. Robert usually knows that more than I do. So as a rookie, you should be a little bit anxious. That's a good thing. That's a good feeling to have. But your dogs don't look anxious at all. How many miles do you think they've got on them to prepare for this race?
Well, they've got about 2,000 miles. A little less than we were hoping. All our races in the lower 48 were canceled that we were planning on doing, so we weren't able to do any racing. This is our first race this season.
Yeah, and you know, it's a large rookie field, which is interesting this year. I'm excited about that myself. There's a way for you guys to really make some nice friendships to grow with and things like that, but what checkpoint are you really looking forward to getting to?
Well, Takat and I here as the Great Pie, so that's where I'm planning on 24ing, so I'm really looking forward to that. But
what's your favorite flavor of pie?
Oh, I'm pretty easy. I like any fruit pie or chocolate. Banana cream is always good, so any pie. I like any pie.
Awesome. Well, Bryce, I wish you luck, and I appreciate you taking the time to speak with me today. Have a great race.
Thank you very much.
I'm here today with Ryan Reddington. He is a reigning champion, and I've got a couple of questions for you, Ryan. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right. Ryan, on Kinnick Lake during Junior Iditarod, you and I shared a little bit of a special moment where you told me something that had happened to your junior musher. He had forgotten his bib and was going to get a penalty. I looked before I interviewed you today to see if I could find your bib to make sure that you didn't make the same mistake. Have you ever done that before?
I don't know. I've ran a lot of races. I might have, but I don't. I never got a penalty. Yeah.
And your bib is hanging and ready to go. I'm super excited for you. What is your favorite checkpoint to get to?
I think Unalakleet. Unalakleet is. I got family there, and there's a lot of good ones though. But I think that one's a one of my favorites.
You usually have a stack of pizzas ready for you.
Yep.
What's the most pizzas you've ever gotten?
I think 5. Yep.
5.
Yep.
That seems like a lot. What's your favorite topping?
All meat.
Yep. All meat. There yep. you go. Ryan, see, I told you it would be painless. 90 seconds. Thanks so much. I wish you luck on the race this year.
Thank you.
So, guys, I hope you enjoyed those first few interviews of the mushers before they get ready to head out to Nome. If you did, stay tuned for tomorrow. We're going to do part 2. And if you like what you hear, be sure to hit that subscribe button wherever you get your podcasts.
Nobody covers dog sledding like Mushing from First Paw Media. Our team of athletes, volunteers, race organizers, and mushers like Robert and Michelle Forto brings you closer to the sport. If it's happening, we are there. Live from the qualifying races in January and February, the Iditarod in March, and in the summer, Mushing takes you on the road with our team and trail tour. We connect you with a history of the sport, in-depth interviews with the top mushers, and great storytelling and breaking news all year long. Follow on mushing.com.